Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 19, 2013. The obligation to illuminate all of creation. Question: how can you contain it if you suddenly feel the Creator's love for you? Answer: it is indeed very difficult. There is no greater problem than to feel the Creator's love. It simply breaks a person. So we have to be equipped in advance with the vessel for that attainment of fear by working with the friends in the group by developing mutual guarantee. It's for this reason that the vessel was shattered into many parts and we have to put them back together again against their will. They resist and don't want to connect. Then as they adhere to one another we acquire the attribute of fear of the Creator. By working with the friends on the connection between us, we attain the fear of the Creator. This is what we have to add to creation by ourselves and this is for what we live. All of creation already exists and the only thing missing in the King's treasury is the fear of the Creator. This mission is recorded in our Reshimo, spiritual genes, and as we begin to fulfill it, we discover that it's worthwhile to be in the attribute of bestowal and that we have to live in fear. I have to fear and to start enjoying my bestowal so that it will be completely external to me and so that nothing will return to me. Even if I bestow and know upon whom I bestow and how much I bestow, by making an accurate calculation, I don't need to feel any compensation. I don't want to feel any pleasure in it, but only the actual action. Then I decide that I also want to feel pleasure and the action itself, but I convey all that to the one I bestow upon. This continues until I reach phase 4, which is the last phase, complete bestowal. Everything is already complete in creation except for what a person has to add, which is fear. Imagine that you are in a big world now that is totally dark. You have to switch on the light that is made of your fear and by that you illuminate all of creation. This fear is not to receive pleasure from my bestowal, of the fact that I manage reality instead of the Creator, of my closeness to Him, of the pleasures that He gives me, and of the fact that I suddenly discover that I am the most important person in the world. The Creator comes to me and tells me, "I have chosen you of all the people. There is no one like you. You are the only human being in all of creation, in all of reality." You have to be ready to accept this attitude that can make a person explode and you have to not be bought by it. You have managed to bring the Creator contentment and feel what contentment you are bringing Him. Everyone will feel that he is special in his point and that there is no one except him out there. So we have to prepare for that in order to receive this revelation, the adhesion. Here it becomes clear that we will never receive anything in the vessels of receiving and that we have to annul them completely. The vessel of fear annuls the vessels of receiving and is totally focused on the Creator, like a projector. Then you begin to work with the vessels of bestowal in which enormous lights are revealed, you move to the other side and become the one who bestows instead of the one who receives, you bestow, bestow, bestow. It's as if the Creator appoints you to be the manager of His treasury so that you will bestow upon everyone. It turns out that now you appear before the created beings instead of the Creator. Imagine what pleasure there is in that on the part of the one who bestows that he has a chance to bestow goodness upon everyone. This is already the real work, and from this point the work with the real Masachim, screens, starts when you become like the Creator with regard to the whole world. The fear never disappears, it constantly accompanies you just like the basis of the desire to receive that remains. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 15th of March 2013, Shamati number 38. But the vessel was shattered. The shattering of the vessels isn't just a shattering, but is the revelation of the places in which previously there were flaws that were concealed. Now, however, when the flaw has been revealed, it is possible to clarify it, to examine it to its full depth, and to correct it by completing what is missing in it. So a much stronger and more sublime state is created after we put all the parts together again. It only looked whole before, but inside there were many cracks. It's the illumination that is added in the final third phase of creation that was lacking in the vessel of the world of Ein Sof, infinity, in phase 1. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 15th of March 2013, Shamati number 38. Let the most distant become the closest. Spiritual fear, or, is the fear of using something for my own benefit, even if it's the revelation of the Creator in any form, meaning enjoying the fact that I am correcting the world, that I am bringing the Creator contentment, that I bestow like He does, and that I reach adhesion with Him. The Creator shows me that everything depends on me, and He does so with everyone. Everyone hears from Him that He is the most special of all. This is the truth. He isn't lying to me and doesn't try to buy me off. But I have to overcome all this great light, and in order to do that I need to build a shield to protect me from this fear in advance. Therefore, our work is in concealment and we have to perform many actions to which we feel no attraction by working on the connection among us. We have to make efforts in the group in advance, although I have no desire and no yearning for that and see no value in it. It isn't only about the local group that is close to you and that directly belongs to you. It is worthwhile to invest in this group according to many conscious and subconscious egoistic calculations. But I also have to try to connect to the global vessel. We should understand that the more distant a person seems to me geographically or emotionally, the more important he is and the more critical his influence is on my advancement than the people who are close to me. It's like the difference between the spiritual levels. If I shorten the distance between us emotionally or physically, it will turn into an amplifier for the level of my correction. So all those that are distant from us are very important to us, the distant groups that are far away and the individual students who speak different languages, who differ in their mentality and who live under difficult conditions so that they have to hide from others. Each of us needs to make sure that the physical distances will not keep us away from one another, so that those that are most distant will become the closest. In this way, we will surely build the vessel called fear, we will understand what spiritual fear means, and will be ready for spiritual advancement. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 15th of March 2013, Shamati number 38. In order to grow in spirituality. Question: in one of the lessons, you said that a student, according to his spiritual progress, starts to disregard the teacher more and more. You also gave an example of your relationship with your teacher. To what spiritual level do we have to rise so that this disregard for the teacher will disappear? Answer: as in our world, when do we begin to appreciate our parents and understand them? When we become parents ourselves. But this does not justify disregard. One who wants to grow up must understand his nature and grow in spite of it. Connection that destroys evil. Baal HaSulam, the peace, and you find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves, meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum, until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then, they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. If I want to advance correctly, I have to participate in destroying evil by concrete actions along the way. These actions come down to the most efficient act, which is connection among the friends. It is the connection that destroys evil. Question: what does it mean that the evil appears during the connection? Answer: that's right. The true evil is revealed only when I want to connect with others and see how repulsed I am by them and how much I hate them. I am attracted to them and this repulses me and I feel rejection. This is the evil inclination and that's the only thing we have to correct. Everything else are animalistic feelings. After all, Adam, a human being, is only someone who is attracted to the connection with others. The negative response to connection is the evil inclination that I correct and turn into the good inclination. My first inclination is to establish a connection with the group and with the friends. Then I feel that I don't want to study or do anything anymore. Instead, I feel the hardening of the heart. I am tired of trying. How much longer? I don't see that anything good comes out of this. This is the evil inclination, the Pharaoh in me that I have to work on now. His evil is that he opposes the connection. On the other hand, the result of the connection is called Creator, Bo-Ri, which means come and see, Bo, come and Ri, see in Hebrew. If I connect with all the souls or with some of them, then in the connection between them I discover the Creator. In other words, I reach connection and there inside it I discover the result. But in the meantime I feel bad since my desire is extinguished and I fall asleep and don't see the point in anything anymore, not in this world and not in the next world. Nothing is worth the effort anymore. Now when I feel the hardening of the heart, I have to find the power to act, to raise man, a request. So how do you do that if I already want to receive a sleeping pill for the rest of my life? Here we need an environment to help us wake up. This environment does two things. First, it buries my evil inclination. Second, when we connect, and together rise to holiness, we ask for the force of bestowal by the prayer of many with all our might. Therefore, the good inclination can only be revealed in the group. Then from above, I received the good force, the force of bestowal that unites me with the friends and the Creator. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 15th of March 2013, the peace. A difficult trial of pleasure. Throughout history, human development occurred with a person being afraid to enjoy for his own sake. He was afraid not only to enjoy the light but also to disturb the restriction. The breaking occurred only once, and he can keep himself from this because he is afraid of whether or not he can withstand the pleasures that will be revealed to him through bestowing upon the Creator. After all, the feeling of one's similarity to the Creator brings great pleasure. And it is even a greater pleasure to feel how the Creator enjoys you, how you are united into one. It is similar to the pleasure that a baby experiences from closeness with his mother, how much the mother enjoys him, and he enjoys her, and from pleasing each other. A person feels great fear because immense pleasures are revealed to him, Rani dan Rani instead of Nefesh to Nefesh. It is an immense light that is revealed from the feeling that he gives something to the Master because Rani is born from bestowal upon the Creator who is revealed to a person. And that is where all the work is concentrated. Spiritual work is not about the meal that is arranged on the king's table, but the feeling of the Master, one's similarity to him. It is with this enjoyment. By trying to be like the Master, I become like him in something. I enjoy not only the fact that I bring him pleasure, his love for me and my love for him, but I begin to enjoy this very position, my status. This reveals an enormous light and the pleasure that did not exist before in the created being in his decisions, feelings, and reactions. And that is why I first should equip myself with the vessels, which is called awe. Otherwise, I will not be able to approach any action correctly, and everything that is revealed will immediately disappear without any use. It would be as if I poured wine into bags, and it immediately leaked out, or poured flour into barrels only to rot there. Nothing can be done, everything needs to completely match the other, all contents must be stored in its specific container. That is why a person is afraid that he will begin to enjoy the greatness of the Creator, his love and reciprocity which he feels in that united Havaya of the direct light and Havaya of the reflected light clothed in each other. The light that is revealed in them has never existed in reality. If a person prepares himself for this trial, then he will be able to reveal the status of the Creator correctly and withstand it in bestowal. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 15th of March 2013, Shamati number 38. Desire is like a target for the light. Question: can we ever prove that all of the matter of creation is a desire to receive? Answer: ask physicists, and they will tell you the same thing, but in different words. There are several basic principles, such as the second law of thermodynamics, and there are several natural constants. If we dig a bit deeper, we will come across the concept of mass. Behind mass, there is energy, and, behind energy, here scientific knowledge comes to a dead end. We can say that there is a force behind energy, but what is that force? How can we describe it? Scientists are trying to find these bases, and their research will be completed, drawing a line from their studies to the desire to receive, the desire to keep its existence on all the levels of the still nature, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking. Even if we speak about the most elementary phenomenon, it is always about its nature. We refer to something that wants to sustain itself in its form of existence. This is the desire to receive, the desire to exist. Without it, there would be nothing, not even for a short while. In this source, even time doesn't exist yet. So, the desire precedes everything, and, beyond that, there are different forms that it takes upon itself. All the sciences and the wisdoms speak about what man discovers here in the framework of corporeal reality. On the other hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't speak about our egoistic desire that is only typical of this world, but about a raw desire, about a force that is not dressed in anything yet. Question: can it be studied outside the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: no, outside the wisdom of Kabbalah, we simply don't have the necessary tools. We cannot build an accelerator that would bombard the desire and record its responses. It is because it is much deeper than the micro world, deeper than the quantum effects. Therefore, you can work only with it inside yourself when you become the area to which the light comes. It hits the desire, and, as a result of their meeting, as a result of the cooperation between them, different particles are created, according to which you discover the returning light that descends to a lower level and evokes new Reshimo, spiritual genes, in you. The elementary schema, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, is a mass arc, screen, that begins to ascend from Tuba. In the next level, there is Zivug Dehaka, coupling while striking, and the returning light descends again from one level to another, thus overcoming the difference in energy in the previous state. From there, it throws Tegin on the letters, crowns above the letters, and eventually, the differences in energy bring about differences in frequencies, differences in attributes. This comparison enables you to discern the details and put together the general picture. It is just like a baby who tastes everything, and thus begins to know the world, since taste is the main sense that he can use and rely upon at the moment. In spirituality, the new lights that are revealed in the desire are called flavors. They help us learn what is going on. So, the matter that the target the light hits is actually me, my desire to receive. Just like scientists who bombard their targets with particles by increasing their energy, we, too, do the same thing, not with corporeal matter, but with the matter of desire, by rising from phase 4 to phase 3, to phase 2, and so forth. Therefore, we cannot speak with scientists about such matters. Of all the sciences, physics is the closest to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We speak about concrete phenomena and forces. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 14th of March 2013, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. From a circle into the spiritual world. Question: does a combination of people in the integral circle form a new force, integrality, meaning people's minds and feelings are combined together? Answer: they are not simply combined together, but, rather, the mind and feelings are mutually complemented. Therefore, they form a new, physical, integral force. This is not just a sum, but rather, a sum of all common efforts to rise above oneself to connect with others, that is, it is a spiritual force. Spiritual means apart from egoism, because everyone must rise in order to begin connecting with others. All our small efforts accumulate together. Then, from our connection, we begin to sense something new. It's very good, kind, pleasant, and safe. Let's say that 10 people sit in the circle. However, during the discussion, they form not just a combination of the 10 people, but it's multiplied by an infinite number. This is because, when I annul myself in order to connect with one and another one and a third one, and they, in turn, do the same, in this way, each of us receives the integral desire. Then, with this integral desire, we, again, enter one another in one experience, and, in this way, we form a multiplicity of multiplication. It is as if we pull ourselves by our hair from our world into the spiritual world. From CAPTV Program, Professional Secrets, February 10, 2013.